Today is Wednesday, the 12th of March, in the first week of Lent. It is the Spirit of love who gives life. God is the source of all life, the one in whom we live and move and have our being. As you look around you now, can you sense God's Holy Spirit where you are? Perhaps in the stillness or even the busyness of living activity? Other people, animals, nature, and perhaps within yourself? Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who's come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things?"
"No one can see the kingdom of God without being born anew. What do you think Jesus means?" Nicodemus takes Jesus literally. Can anyone enter one's mother's womb a second time and be reborn? But Jesus means something more mysterious, more spiritual. What do you think it would feel like to be taught like this by Jesus? The wind blows where it chooses, so it is with everyone, born of the Spirit. Where is the wind blowing for you now? Nicodemus comes by night. Why do you think John adds that detail? Listen again to this story and think about what it's like to have a secret conversation like this with Jesus in the dark.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, the leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who's come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things?"
spend some time now trying to talk with Jesus, or even Nicodemus, asking that you might somehow sense the Spirit in your life. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That is enough for me. Amen.